Welcome to Ask the Tech Coach, brought to you by the TeacherCast Educational Network. If you are in charge of professional development and looking to build an innovative digital learning experience, this is the podcast for you. Join us each week as we uncover strategies that tech coaches are using to drive their digital transformations one classroom at a time. And now for your host, with over two decades of experience working with tech coaches and edtech companies from all around the world, Jeff Bradbury.
Hello, and welcome to the TeacherCast Educational Network. My name is Jeff Bradbury. Thank you so much for joining us today and making TeacherCast your home for professional development. This is Ask the Tech Coach podcast, episode number 261. And today, we're talking about our favorite tech tools as instructional coaches. My guest today and I, we're going to go back and forth about some of the things that we're using to be productive in our coaching departments and how you can help boost your productivity in your coaching department as well. Before we get into that, I want to also share that we have a fantastic coaching conference coming up that I'm looking forward to being a part of. And my guest today is here to talk all about that. I want to bring on today Miss Melanie Matthews Calhoun. Melanie, how are you today? Welcome to TeacherCast.
Hey, Jeff, I am so excited to be here. I am totally awesome today, especially after the eclipse yesterday. I'm just really...
Oh, my goodness. That was awesome, right? I'm driving home. It's getting dark. It was amazing. And then I'm seeing pictures of my kids from their school watching this eclipse while I think they were trying to take their glasses off.
I know, right? It was just so tempting, though. You know, it was just so tempting. Like, you know, when someone says, don't do something, you have to do it, you know? So it was really tempting. But yeah, it was just a marvelous event. It was just show-stopping for me. I had the glasses on. You know, I took pictures with my cell phone behind the lens of the glass, but it was just a phenomenal event. And with me being here in Michigan, I had almost a total blackout. So it was amazing.
Well, we're looking forward to a lot of amazing things happening in the world of instructional coaches. Today, not only are we going to be talking about our favorite tech tools, tech tips, and tech productivity tricks, but also we're going to be celebrating 5 years of your conference, the Coaching for Impact Summit. Talk to us a little bit about what's going on at the Mind Your Coaching Institute.
Yes, Jeff. So the Mind Your Coaching Institute, as you said, is celebrating their fifth year. This is the fifth year anniversary. And so it all came about during 2020, actually. It was supposed to be an in-person event. And so I was setting everything up. I had the venue reserved. Everything was on time to launch in July, and COVID happened. So, of course, the world shut down, which meant we had to shut down too, but not virtually. So instead of doing it in person, I decided to do it virtual. So the first year was a trial and error kind of year. Like, do I really want to do this? And after I did the first year, I was like, okay, I really want to do this. So the Mind Your Coaching Institute is a virtual conference for instructional coaches and instructional leaders. The co-conference is about helping you improve your art and craft of coaching, so that your coaching can be transformational for when you're working with your coachee, when you're working with your peers, when you're working with teachers. You'll have those coaching skills and abilities needed to get you through your coaching life. So the Mind Your Coaching Institute is in its fifth year, and it's going to be phenomenal this year.
Now, we're going to have more information over at teachercast.net/mindyourcoaching. That's teachercast.net/mindyourcoaching. We're going to make sure that we have all the great information. Let's dive in here. On July 10th, we're going to be having this amazing event. What can people be expecting for the event this year?
Oh, so new this year, since it's our fifth year anniversary, instead of having one keynote speaker, we have five keynote speakers. So it's the first time. So the event is from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, a full 5 hours with a 20-minute break. So it's jam-packed with information. Our keynote speakers are awesome, and they are practitioners in various parts of education. So this year we have Steve Ventura, and he is a guru on PLCs, putting the flip on PLCs and having assessment teams. So you're going to learn all about that. We have Sean Hurt, who is the turnaround principal, who I had an opportunity to go into his schools and see his schools in action, high achieving schools. He's going to talk all about how to impact coaching through high achieving schools. So he's going to share that. I have Alyssa Crabtree of Crabtree Consulting, and she talks all about teacher efficacy and that kind of work. So she's going to be there to share that and how you can improve your coaching. We also have Becca Silver of The Whole Educator, and she's going to speak about how to improve your coaching through the whole educator's lens. And then for the first time ever, I am going to keynote at this conference because I had been asked year after year, why don't you talk live? I always record a session, but I allowed my guests to speak in front of the live audience. So new this year, I am going to speak in front of a live audience, and my keynote is going to be spectacular. I am working on it now. So you can expect five phenomenal keynote speakers on top of over 25 recorded sessions, over 25. And I'm so happy to tell you that Jeff is going to be presenting one of those sessions. And I am so excited about it because he's going to put that tech twist to it. So there are over 25 pre-recorded sessions. There are two recorded keynote speakers. There are 21 action labs. And action labs are how-to videos, really quick, easy, get to the point videos on how to have a coaching conversation or how to implement a coaching cycle or how to listen effectively. So we have 21 of those Action Lab videos available for you, in addition to an elementary coaches roundtable where all the coaches are going to be joining via Zoom. It's a recording, and we're going to do campfire style and answer all of those questions that you have about coaching on an elementary level. And we're also going to do the same on the secondary level. So we have two coaches roundtables this year, whereas in the past we've only had one. If that's not enough, we also have an afterglow. So after the conference, if you can hang, we have an afterglow where we're all going to come together live with as many of the speakers as possible and as many of the keynotes as possible. And we're going to have a real kickback, ask any question type session. In addition, in August, we are going to have the Kickstart Your School Year. So there's going to be a live workshop at the beginning or in August, so that you can prepare for the new school year. It's going to be live. This is all inclusive with the Mind Your Coaching Institute, mind you. So we have all of this prepared specifically for you, and we pulled out all the stops for our fifth anniversary for you to come enjoy and for you to improve your coaching throughout the rest of the school year.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to attending it. And again, for more information, you can head on over to teachercast.net/mindyourcoaching. Now, before we move away from this amazing conference, I want to ask you one thing here, Melanie.
Yep.
Why? Why would an instructional coach, after doing a long, crazy, stressful, I can keep going, year, why should we do another PD session in early July? Shouldn't we just be taking a break from all of this?
And that is a wonderful question, because a lot of people think that, well, why should we do another PD, and what makes this PD so special that it's in July? How is it different from the other PDs? All valid questions. So here's what I learned about instructional coaches and just teachers in general, for the most part. Now, when you think of it, you know, teachers have had a long school year, but sometimes some districts offer summer school, and those teachers volunteer. Well, you know, they're paid, but they choose to work summer school instead of not having working in the summertime. Same concept almost as the Mind Your Coaching Institute. This is in July. It's in the middle of the summer. This is a time where coaches are looking to reset. Of course, we're exhausted from the end of the school year. I am not going to sugarcoat that. We're mentally exhausted. We're physically exhausted. And so we need a break. With that, The Mind Your Coaching Institute is going to record live on July 10th. But guess what? You have 3 months to look at the Institute. So you can register for the Institute and see everything, all of the live sessions and everything I just told you about. All of it will be in the Mind Your Coaching Institute Hub, available for you to watch for 3 months. So you might not attend live, and that's okay. But a lot of coaches do actually attend the live sessions from wherever they are. They might be on vacation. They might be at home, but they do attend, and they love it because it's timely. It's like just in time coaching. It's timely. It's relevant. And, you know, as many of us good educators, some of the things we do is prepare for the next year, even though we are tired from the previous year. So, but if you cannot join us live, you can always tune in after you've taken a deep inhale and exhale deeply. Then you could come back because it will be available for 3 months. And I also just want to share that all of this, I have no tricks, no surprises. One low investment of $97, and there's an easy pay option. So, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
If you have any other questions, please head on over to teachercast.net/mindyourcoaching today. That's teachercast.net/mindyourcoaching. Now, many of us are getting ready for that summertime. Many of us are starting to look ahead. As I mentioned, this is episode 261. Last week on episode 260, we started to talk a little bit about what we can do to prepare for next year. What are some of the systems that we want to use? What are some of the systems we want to keep? What are some of the systems that we want to update? So if you haven't had a chance to check out episode 260, please head on over there. Would love to have you check out that episode as well. And Melanie, maybe we can do a little back and forth here of our favorite tech tips and tech tools and stuff like that. The first one on your list, I think, is one that we all say, of course we all use this, but I don't think that instructional coaches really take the full advantage of this. What is that first thing on your list that every tech coach needs to have?
Canva, period. Canva, because Canva is your all-in-one tool. It really is. And the best part about Canva is if you use your school's email address, then almost all of those pro features are available to you. So, you know, if you've ever played around with Canva a little bit and said, well, I wish this feature was available. If you are in a school, use your school's email address, and almost all of those features are unlocked for you.
And there's so many that are out there. The ones that I think that I've been using the most with my students is the whole, you know, remove background, make it a little easier. Recently we've been doing projects about making logos and such. So many templates, whereas other programs don't have those templates available. And seriously, a 3-day project suddenly is 45 seconds, right?
Yes.
Take advantage of millions of assets on Canva.
Those templates are a lifesaver. And Canva makes it really easy because you can search what you're looking for inside the platform, and it'll pull up all of these just visually pleasing templates that are so easy to use. And most of the time, the font is already there in the headline, the subheadline, and all you do is replace it with your own words. I mean, how much easier can it get? And if you want to get fancy, you can change the colors. But Canva can work as little as you need it or as large as you need it. Because some of the things, like as a coach, I used Canva to create my coaching board. So I first did this while we were in the pandemic. You know how it was. And so in order for me to better help the teachers, because at that time the teachers were really not tech savvy, you know, they had not taught virtually, most of them, let alone using dual monitors. And so everything was so brand new. So I took a different approach to coaching. I said, okay, let me do a coaching board, have them to select how they wanted me to support. And within that coaching board, I had links to different resources. I had a free space for them to choose how they wanted to work with me. And I did it all in Canva. I sent the link via email with a short video to the teachers, and they knew that I was available to support them in whatever way that was on the coaching board or beyond. So I loved it for, I love it for that. Creating newsletters, you know, the template is already there. Again, you just take your words, you replace them, and you have a beautiful, beautifully designed newsletter. I create forms in Canva, like all of, I have a book called The Formula, 101 Must Have Forms for Instructional Coaches. All of those forms were created in Canva, all 101 plus form. So they were all created in Canva. And so I've written that book. I've written another book. You can write books in Canva. You can do eBooks. You know, so Canva is just like limitless. You can record your video. You can record audio. I can go on and on about my favorite tech tool. That's my favorite one.
You know, it's funny. Whenever somebody goes on and on about Canva, there's always more, right?
Yes.
And I'm listening to you go through every single thing that you love. And I'm going, I don't think she mentioned the one thing that I love the most about this. I don't think she mentioned it. And I'm going, brand kits. If you're a coach that's in multiple buildings, right? You create a brand kit for every single building. So that way you click one button and all the logos change, all the colors change, the fonts change. What a lifesaver to a coach that wants to do one newsletter, click a button, and then has multiple newsletters already created for them with the same content, just personalized to that administrative, to building, I should say, to the building, right?
Talking about a time saver, though, you know, 100%. Because coaches' time is already limited. And especially if you're coaching over multiple buildings. And so with that brand kit, like you said, you go in there, you click that brand, and there you have it. Like a big time saver. You don't have to go recreating things over and over again. Love it.
So let's take a look at my favorite application. And if you've been listening to Ask the Tech Coach for the last couple of weeks, you know it's coming. I love Notion. We did an episode a couple of weeks ago about Notion. We did an episode last week where we mentioned Notion, and we're going to be talking a lot about Notion. If you haven't checked it out, Notion.io, completely free. But basically, I've been living off of Notion for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. My coaching was all and done in Notion. When I was a district administrator, all done in Notion. My current teaching position, all done in Notion. TeacherCast, all done in Notion. My house bills, my house... Everything that I can put into Notion, I'm basically putting into Notion. It has taken over everything. And I know you're going to be mentioning a few applications, Melanie, as we go through here. But I'm going to tell you, all of that stuff I do in Notion, it is my one-stop shop. And if this is something that is of interest to you, please email me at feedback@teachercast.net or head on over to TeacherCast and fill out my contact form. I want to know because I'm working on, I don't know what we're going to call this yet, but like the coach's ultimate super duper deluxe guide to Notion. We're going to be coming out with a bunch of Notion templates for coaches. So if you're having any problems or if you have any questions about where to get started, let me know. And if this interests you, I'd love to start creating videos. Not sure if there's an audience for that yet, but you are my audience. Let me know. I love Notion for everything that it's doing for me, and it is absolutely saving me time. Good example, this morning I didn't have a show for tonight. Melanie emails and says, when are we recording? And in 10 seconds, I pulled up a doc, I hit the template, everything is done for me. I stuck the graphics in, and this entire show was prepped in a minute and a half.
You know what? I have to do that. I've not heard of it. This is brand new to me.
Well, I need to be enticed, and I'm saying this to everybody listening. I need to be enticed with this because it is too easy. It is too good. And I've got a lot of coaching templates. I just don't know if coaches want them or not. So if you're interested, please let me know. And I will certainly start producing videos and content in that direction. Would love to start talking about this more, but I have been in love with Notion for the last little bit. And so definitely check that out. And again, I'm going to say it again. Let me know. I'd love to hear what you guys think about Notion and how I can help you. I've got a ton of templates. Melanie, the next thing that you mentioned is something I've been seeing at conferences, something I've been seeing presenters use to kind of get the audience together. What is the next thing on your list that coaches need to have in their back pocket?
Mentimeter. Absolutely. So Mentimeter is, so when you just said you see presenters using this at conference, one of the things as a presenter that you want to make sure that you're always doing is keeping your audience engaged, right? Audience engagement is like number one in order for them, you know, the brain science says in order for them to retain information and be able to pull it up later on. So you have to make something engaging for people. And so Mentimeter does just that. So I use Mentimeter for various ways. Number one, you can embed the Mentimeter slide right into your PowerPoint presentation. So when you're going through your slides in presentation mode, when you get to the Mentimeter slide, it's going to automatically play. And when you set up a poll on the Mentimeter side, you get live results from those polls. So with Mentimeter, you can create quizzes, which I absolutely love. You can have your audience taking a quiz right there on the spot. You can also create word clouds. I love that. One of my favorite ones to use is the jar. You know, what word or what one kind word do you have to share with everyone or something similar, and you can see it populate. Love that. Polls. You can actually do polls in Mentimeter too. So Mentimeter is one of those applications where you can put in your presentations, like if you're designing a presentation and you feel, okay, this might be a little slow or this might be some really dense content I want to get through. Let me do that quick check, that check for understanding, that, you know what I'm saying? Checking for understanding. And so you can actually insert these slides right into your PowerPoint deck and it's flawless. It moves seamlessly. Love it.
I love that. And I've been seeing that pop up more and more at conferences and in school presentations and stuff. I think that's pretty cool.
It's so easy to use.
100%, right? My next tool that I want to bring out to coaches is very broad, but it is basically your website, right? Okay. And that doesn't matter to me if you're using Google Sites, if you're using Loom, if you're using, or not Loom, Microsoft Loop, if you're using SharePoint, if you're using OneNote, it doesn't matter. If you're, even if you want to build your coaching site in WordPress, my advice to any coach, create a site for you.
Yes.
Create your digital backpack. I know that coaches out there are, you know, we like to bookmark things. And that's all wonderful, but bookmarks are personal, right? But every time I make a bookmark, I don't stick it in Chrome. I stick it on my Google site or I stick it in Notion, right? I stick it in somewhere so that way when I work with Melanie and Melanie says, do you have a resource? Or, hey, I'm doing this lesson. I can then pull that out and give that to her. It's not, oh, it's on my Chrome device. Let me share it. It's here. It saves me time. It makes it easy. Melanie can then look at it and then go, oh, there's three other things that I'm interested in. And I find that a lot of times coaches make these huge websites and then they dump it on their staff and the staff is overwhelmed. The staff never looks at it. You know, it's a lot of time gone into things. But I think one of the things that coaches can have in their back pocket is some kind of a website. And again, a Wakelet's a good example too. Something like that, a curation tool, where it's not overwhelming, right? So many coaches are making overwhelming things because you're trying to make, you know, everything to everyone with everything. And it just overwhelms everybody. And I made that mistake. I mean, I went in and I built out TeacherCast part two in a school district and people just got turned off because what is this? And it was a ton of hours spent and nothing. And it just didn't work. So my advice is if you're going to be building some kind of a website, keep it simple. Keep it for them, right? Don't share a million things, right? Because not everybody's in that ed tech ISTE, Google Educator, Microsoft Innovator. Like, we're not all in that space. So keep things easy and then just give them a little cookie here at a time. Give them a little cookie at a time, right? And so definitely put that out there. So build your communication tool, but build it for them, not for you.
Now, Yes, the simplicity piece is of paramount importance, because when you have too much stimulus, it can paralyze you and you don't know where to go and what to click on because it's so much stuff. So the simplicity is always a winner. Less is more.
It is. And and you've got another tool on here that basically I've been using since day one with TeacherCast here. And it's a tool that people can use to share audio with you, most like a digital voicemail. Talk to us a little bit about what Voxer is.
So Voxer is this tool. It's wonderful, right? Because if you think of Voxer as being an audio text messaging type gadget, so to speak, that's what it is. It's an app that you can install on any phone, Android or Apple device. And the best thing about Voxer is that you actually record your message. And here's what it does. Sometimes in text messages and in emails, you know, it's hard to decipher the tone of the message. But with Voxer, when you record your message, nobody can mistake the tone that you are speaking in. And so your message is delivered clearly, precisely, and just how you want it for people to take it. Voxer is great, is a great collaborative tool for your teams at school. So if you have a team, for example, your PLCs, or in some districts, their think teams or whatever they may be, you have this Voxer app on your phone, and within seconds, you can record a message and others on your team can hear it. And you know that they've heard the message because there's a little icon there that tells you that the message has been heard. So Voxer is a wonderful tool to kind of replace the two-way text messaging, and you just speak your things. I love it.
I've been using Voxer forever. I mean, we have so many different PLNs. Shout out to my, you know, educational podcasters and educational YouTube people. You know, like, we still have, it's still out there. It's still working. And, you know, it's free. You can most, some of my PLN people have the paid version, and there's reasons to do that, but it's free. It's wonderful. And it's great. I want to throw the next one back to you because I'm curious on this. I know what you're going to say this tool does, and I'm going to come back at you and tell you what the hidden secret to this tool is.
Oh, okay.
Tell me about Padlet.
So Padlet is a digital pen board, and Padlet can hold all kinds of resources. It's very, it's multi-mode. So there are various modes you can use Padlet in. So the way that I use Padlet is as a resource board. So keep in mind that all of these tech tools that we're reviewing, you might see some overlap because a lot of these things do the same thing, but kind of like in a different format. So with Padlet, you can house your resources such as articles and recordings and links to other sites. And you can also have interactive posts. You can post questions, and people, the teachers, can reply anonymously. So, you know, you don't, sometimes people like to say things, but really don't want to get from behind the cover and let people know who they are. They can post anonymously and you can answer the questions. So I love Padlet because it's just a running record of resources that teachers can easily obtain and use whenever. Okay, so I'm ready.
Here's the secret. Hold on, everybody. Put your seatbelts on for this. Because I've been saying this one for years, and every time I say it, people are like, oh. In Padlet, you can have a cork board, right? You can have a whole bunch of messy things. But if you set it up right, Padlet is the best way to use Google Sites and create a student blog.
Ooh.
Because in Padlet, you can have it so that way it's up and down and somebody has a post and comments. It is a blog. You can then take the HTML off of Padlet and stick it right on a Google Sites page. And using tools that your students can sign into, you have a free student log.
Look at that. That is amazing.
I got to get myself on that one again. So think about that, right? Because so many people want to start a blog, but they don't want to, like, WordPress is messy. It's too much. Why am I going to do that? EduBlogs is out there, but again, that's too much. You know, I just want to set up a situation where I'm doing a project with my kids and then I want them to reflect and then, you know, and look, Google Classroom Stream is great, but if you use Padlet on a Google site, now you've got your lessons and you've got that setup where anybody can go there and write. And then, you know, in Padlet in the back, you can flip on the switch, and, you know, people can or can't do it. But right there, you have a personal or a class blog, and it is wonderful when you start to actually do that. Does this make sense? Can you see can you smell what the podcaster is cooking?
That is wonderful. And
did I really just say that? Yes, I did.
You did. Or I would have said, are you picking up what I'm putting down?
There you go.
But yeah, so, you know, the power of these tools. And sometimes we have this power and don't realize it, you know, because we're only using these tools at the surface level. Going back to Canva just quickly, there's so many things. I mean, you can literally go down a rabbit hole in Canva because there are so many things. But we so often only scratch the surface for whatever reasons. It might be time. It might be a learning curve. It might be for whatever reason. But if you just sit and take 10 minutes out your day, 10 minutes and just poke around some of these tools, you'll learn the wonder of them. And this was my first time hearing that blog secret. I'm going to use it.
Now, let's do one last one here because you've got an interesting one on here that I don't think many coaches have.
Okay.
And I've got an answer for this one too. So I'm looking to see what your reaction is going to be, but you have Trello.
Yes.
Go for it.
So Trello is an app that you can download on your phone. And what it is basically is a project management app. So if you are like me, I'm like the sticky note queen. I have sticky notes everywhere. And so what I usually do is take my big chart sticky note, the post-it chart paper, and I put it on a wall and I divide it into three columns. Those three columns are to do, doing, and done. That is called the Kanban system, which is really literally Japanese for a sign board. That's what it is. And so with that, you can visually track what you need to do. It's your to-do list. What are you doing currently in progress and what needs to be done? So I was doing that with sticky notes and chart paper. But I said, okay, let me install Trello because it does the exact same thing. Now it's mobile. Now it doesn't have to live on my wall in school. It doesn't have to live on my office wall at home, but I have it with me all the time. And so as I'm checking off my to-do list, I am moving. Okay, yeah, so I have to make sure I prepare for the podcast with Jeff. So that's on my to-do list. I can move that over to in progress, all of our communications back and forth. After this podcast, I can move that task over to done and I can see my progress. So you can make your Trello board as intricate as you wish with the different columns, but I like to keep it easy, breezy, lemon squeezy with the three columns, the to do, the doing, or in progress, and what I've already done.
You're going to love what I'm going to show you after we're finished on this. Because everything you just said, Notion.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it.
I don't know, guys. I have a feeling that there is a market for coaches out there that would be interested in learning more about Notion. Again, if you're interested in learning more, check out my past two episodes. I think it's 260 and 259. Definitely check those out. If you're interested in learning more about this, I tell you, I'm ready to go full bore on coaches for Notion right now. So all that good stuff. Let me know if you guys are out there. Melanie, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Tell us a little bit more about where we can find and learn more about that conference of yours.
Yes, the Mind Your Coaching Institute. So you can go right to the website, mindyourcoachinginstitute.com, and get all of the information there. It's a robust web page. So you're going to scroll and scroll. And the reason why is because there are so many presenters. We have so many speakers this year. We have so much to offer. And there's also a schedule so that you can see who's going to be up at bat during the live event. So absolutely go check out that website, www.mindyourcoachinginstitute.com, and you can get all of the information and register from that website as well.
We hope that you've had a great time listening to this episode. If any of these tools you'd like more information about, you can head on over to teachercast.net and check out all of our coaching stuff. Again, this is episode number 261. If you'd like to be featured on the show, please feel free to leave me a comment and a contact list at the bottom of the page. We would love to get to know you and have you featured on the show. And that wraps up this episode of Ask the Tech Coach. On behalf of Melanie and everybody here on the TeacherCast Educational Network, my name is Jeff Bradbury, reminding you guys to keep up the great work in your classrooms and continue sharing your passions with your students.
You've been listening to Ask the Tech Coach, hosted by Jeff Bradbury of the TeacherCast Educational Network. Please reach out to the show with all of your questions on Twitter at Ask the Tech Coach or online at www.askthetechcoach.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. And please take a moment to write a review in the App Store.